Penguin Random House Audio presents Gone Without a Trace by Mary Torgeson. Read for you by Emily Pennant Ray.
Chapter 1. I was singing as I walked up the path to my house that day. Actually singing. I feel sick at the thought of that now. I'd been on a training course in Oxford, leaving Liverpool as the sun rose at 6, returning at sunset. I work as a senior manager for a large firm of accountants, and when I got to the reception of our head office, I signed myself in. I scanned the list of attendees from other branches and recognized several names. Though they weren't people I'd met, I'd read about them in our company's newsletters and knew they were high flyers. And for the first time, I realized that must have been what the company thought of me, too. My skin had prickled with excitement at the thought, but I'd tried not to let my feelings show, relaxing my face into that calm mask I'd practiced so assiduously over the years. When I went into the conference room, I saw the others standing around chatting like old friends. They looked polished and professional, as though they were used to this sort of event, and I was glad I'd spent a fortune on my clothes and hair and nails. One of the other women had the same Hobbs suit as mine, though luckily in a different colour. Another gave a covetous look at the chocolate mulberry bag my boyfriend Matt had bought me for Christmas. I took a deep breath. I looked like one of them. I smiled at the nearest person, asked which branch she worked for, and that was it. I was part of the group, and soon my nerves were forgotten. In the afternoon, we were set a task to complete in a team, and at the end I was chosen to present our findings to the whole group. I was terrified, and spent the break time in a corner feverishly memorizing my speech while the others sat around chatting. But it seemed to go well. Once I'd made the presentation, I could relax, and was able to answer everyone's questions in full.